Welcome to The Intern Show.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
And I'm Elias Alvarez.
The Intern Show is a podcast produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom. We aim to broadcast news by students for students.
In this episode of The Intern Show, we learn more about how students at Arizona Western College are feeling about President Donald Trump's second term. But first, some news.
Governor Katie Hobbs has declared January 2025 as FAFSA Month in Arizona to highlight the importance of completing the free application for federal student aid. Led by the Arizona Board of Regents and the AZ FAFSA Coalition, efforts include workshops, personalized assistance, and resources to help students and families access financial aid. ABOR also launched the FAFSA competition dashboard to track progress statewide and partnered with the Arizona Cactus League to offer spring training tickets as an incentive for high school seniors.
The University of Arizona and Tohono O'odham Community College have partnered to create a direct transfer pathway for students to earn a Bachelor's of Science in Public Health. Students will start their college journey at Tohono O'odham Community College, earning certificates or an Associate's in Arts and Life Science, Community and Public Health, before transferring to the University of Arizona. This collaboration aims to empower Indigenous students to become future public health leaders who will benefit their communities and beyond.
The City of Tempe has launched the Tempe Promise Program in partnership with Rio Salado College to help adult learners with financial need achieve their higher education goals. The program provides financial support to cover last dollar tuition and fees, along with a $500 semester stipend for non-direct expenses like transportation and childcare. To be eligible, residents must be 25 or older, have an income at or below 80% of the area median income, and plan to attend Rio Salado College in spring 2025. In this week's Flash interview, English professor Eric Hill spoke about what motivates him to keep teaching.
So, welcome to the Flash interview. Can you please introduce yourself to me?
Yes. My name is Eric Hill, and I teach English, literature, writing, and in the English department. And I'm also the director of the Honors Program here at AWC.
Nice. So far, could you tell me something that's been keeping you motivated or something that you're passionate about recently?
My passion has always been teaching and the students. One of the things that my pedagogical philosophy, I guess, is that teaching is a dialogue, not a monologue. And so one of the things I like to do is interact with the students. So it's, you know, questions, answers. And I get to learn a lot. In fact, I have a student who just recently asked me some questions. I teach the Bible as literature. And she was asking me questions. And she says, I heard this and this and this about the plagues in Exodus and all this. I said, I've never heard that. And I've, you know, studied and written about world literature, particularly sacred literature. I had never heard that. And so I told her, I said, you know, this is what I love about teaching is that it's like being in school and constantly learning from your students.
That's interesting. It's kind of like saying that whenever you're teaching, it's kind of like an exchange, like your students teach you and then you teach them.
It really is the most fun. Otherwise, I get so tired of hearing my own voice after a while.
That was Professor of English Eric Hill. How did you feel about chatting with him?
Honestly, what he said was super interesting. It was I was super sad that we had a time limit on that interview because it was really interesting, the discussion we had about, you know, the dynamics of being a teacher and then learning and also teaching. So hopefully, maybe sometime we can have him back.
Arizona Western College's West Club will be resuming next week for the spring semester. Student reporter Elias Alvarez spoke with one of the club's advisors about their upcoming plans for this semester.
The West Club, short for the Western Engineering Science and Technology Club, offers students a chance to explore their interest in engineering, science, and technology through innovative projects and hands-on learning experiences. Dr. Samuel Peffers, a professor and club advisor at Arizona Western College, highlighted one of the club's upcoming initiatives.
Most recently, we've been predominantly working on something called Project Ascend, which is sponsored by NASA, in which students design, build, test, and fly a sensor payload that goes aloft into the stratosphere under a weather balloon. It comes back to Earth, and students are able to retrieve and analyze the data that their sensor package gathers while it's aloft.
The project also gives students the chance to attend a pre-launch conference every semester. Students who help with the research get together at an annual conference at the end of the academic year, where they can learn about NASA-funded research happening across Arizona. This semester's first meeting is set for Monday, January 27th at 3 p.m. in room 128 of the Engineering Building. For more information, students are encouraged to attend the meeting or reach out to the club's advisors. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Elias Alvarez.
So, Elias, how did you feel about learning about the different clubs on campus?
Honestly, I think I really got to get out of my shell more because I only commit to one club and then I never research anymore. I think this is like the very first time I even knew that we had the West Club, because I knew there was like an engineering club on campus. I just didn't know what they did specifically or what they were called.
Yeah, it's always cool to hear about, you know, AWC is such, it seems small, but it's actually quite a big campus. And there's a lot of different like programs and clubs that are available for students.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like you have to go like on a little adventure every week to discover new little shiny rocks on campus. President Donald Trump's inaugural address on Monday impacted millions of college students. Student reporter Max Schwitzing spoke with students at Arizona Western College about President Trump's inauguration and how the next 4 years of the presidency will impact Yuma.
On Monday, AWC's main campus was closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This gave students lots of time to focus on President Donald Trump's inauguration. Jackie Quesenberry, a 36-year-old honors student, says being a transgender woman made it difficult for her to watch the presidential inauguration on Monday.
It really hurt. It really hurt, and it made me really sad and upset that we've decided that hate is okay, that we're allowed to be able to tell people that they can't be who they are just because they are who they are.
Quesenberry says she's hoping for the best, but planning for the worst.
I have to plan ahead just in case the transgender ban that he's trying to implement, essentially, tries to come into effect, then I will have to flee the United States. And I don't want to. I would really wish not to have to do that, but I have to put my safety above that, and I need to make sure that I am safe and in a place to where I can be able to be myself. And the fact that he's trying to make it to where colleges can't essentially be safe zones for students, that I think is really messed up, and it's gonna really hurt the LGBTQ community. I also believe it's gonna hurt the minority communities, and I think that Arizona is gonna really have to face the most of it because we're a border state. We live right on the border of Mexico, so we're gonna have probably a lot of people, essentially because of his deportation thing they don't want to do, people who we are friends with and family who are gonna just all of a sudden be gone.
23-year-old business student Pablo Garcia says that under President Trump's first term, his financial experience was far better than former President Biden's.
When Trump came back to office, and like I cannot really see that he's doing what he can do for the American people. He does. I appreciate him, everything that he's done, everything that he has sacrificed. He literally took a bullet for America.
Garcia believes that Trump will have a very positive impact in the next 4 years.
What I expect Trump to do is to make this place a beautiful place. Like, he's gonna take all there's so much words that I can say, so people are going to take this out of context, but what he's going to do for the American people, because we come first, and that's just number one. Number one, you need to take care of moi, and then moi can start taking care of other people. And I think he realized that we're just taking care of way too much people, and we're not taking care of like ourselves, like the American people.
Garcia says he believes Trump will bring money to community colleges like Arizona Western College.
And other colleges, they have daddy's money, and that's what Trump's going to give us.
Chloe Michelle Michael is a 23-year-old student who says that she heard a lot about the inauguration through social media.
I simply just forgot it was going on today. I do know that people were a little pissed off, in a sense, that it was going on Martin Luther King Day. And people were kind of like giving their conspiracies on things. I guess with the most recent event, like TikTok shut down, people were saying that it was Trump's propaganda or something like that. It was like a political stunt. even I got the notification on my phone. I have TikTok on my phone. And the day, I think before, like hours before TikTok got shut down, it said like, we have to shut down TikTok. I think it's the same like President Trump. And that was really weird because Trump's not president yet at the time. And then when TikTok came back, it said, due to President Trump's efforts. And I'm just like thinking to myself, Trump's not president yet. So like, why are you, I don't know. That was weird to me. That was weird to me that they were kind of praising Trump over it when, I guess he was the one back in 2020 trying to ban it, but then now they're making Biden look like the bad guy and he wants to ban it, but now Trump looks like the hero. That does not sit well with me, but I don't know.
Michelle Michael worries for people on both sides of the political spectrum.
I'm praying for everyone. I'm not religious. I'm sorry. Just that I feel like there's so much mental health decline with everyone on both sides that I just really think everyone needs the help that they get, because I know there's people, I have friends who are scared of losing their rights. I have friends who are really upset about Roe v. Wade being overturned. I am too. I know a lot of people are just kind of just in a really bad mental health state right now. And I hope from, like, I don't really care what political state you are. I just really hope it gets better for all of us.
Those were Arizona Western College students Jackie Quesenberry, Pablo Garcia, and Chloe Michelle Michael's thoughts on the first day of Trump's presidency. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Max Schwitzing.
The Intern Show is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Send your questions or comments to studentnewsroom@kawc.org.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the KAWC Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Since 1980, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has been a trusted philanthropic partner, helping individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits work together to create a stronger community.
Our theme music is Election Time by Kjartan Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
Thank you for tuning in to The Intern Show.